Hi, I'm Angela Acosta with Mr. Good. He teaches choir and band.
Well, hi, Angela. Good to be here.
So, Mr. Good, what did you do for finals week?
Well, mostly and most importantly, we did French toast. So all of the groups that I had this week, they do their final in December when we perform our concert, our winter concert. So during our finals time, we rehearse for a good solid hour, all of those groups. And then we spend the last, 20, 30 minutes breaking into small groups. And I usually do French toast or donuts or something like that. Something vitally important to building ensemble within the community.
What is ensemble?
Ensemble means like the sense of ability to play together and work together as a group. And kind of as a musician, the ability to sense what's going on in the room, within the whole, in the environment of the whole room, so that the whole group is working as one unit together, you know, to create what you're trying to create.
How many pieces does each choir and band group do?
Ooh, that's a great question, but it varies a lot. Choirs tend to go through more music faster, I think because their pieces are shorter in general. And then band takes, I think, a little more time to develop a piece, let's say, and to complete working on it. So they probably do a little less music, but tend to be a little bit longer pieces. And then orchestra's new for me this year, so I'm kind of figuring that as I go. And, you know, just, I guess I'd say learning along with the kids as I go along with it. So it's varied a lot. We were doing a lot of shorter little things. And now in the second semester, I'm really trying to push them a bit into some longer forms and stuff like that.
Okay. What type of music do you usually do for each group?
Boy, that's great. Great question. Every group varies a lot. So both band and orchestra, even though that their music is kind of very different, but it's basically all kind of within a contemporary time period. Occasionally, orchestra will do an old classical piece, like our last concert, we had some Beethoven, some Handel. Band will have one of those once in a while. We call that a transcription, when the band plays a, you know, piece that was written for orchestra, but we're playing it now as a wind band. Choirs are all focused differently. Concert choir does the biggest variety of music, let's say. So they are doing always classical music, something very contemporary and modern, some choral music that's written in what people would think of as kind of a serious or classical vein, but it's actually contemporarily written, you know, within a year or two. And also they might do an old spiritual. We have a couple spirituals in this next set that we're working on. And so those are, you know, from the 1800s maybe, or 17 or 1900s. So it varies a lot for that group. My women's choir is called Grace Notes, and that group focuses on more serious contemporary literature. But then they might also do an older piece, a Renaissance piece, or, you know, something from a previous time period. Their focus for the spring, however, is going to be some Broadway and show music from different variety of time periods. But okay. And then Seabreeze group works mostly, I would say, predominantly in contemporary pop music or sometimes a Broadway tune, but something like that. And our focus in the spring is a cappella music. So that can be any number of things. For example, we're doing a piece called Baba Yetu, which is in Swahili and written in kind of a classical choral sort of setting, but it was written for the video game Civilization 4, which came out probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you have any upcoming events for any of the groups?
Too many. Too many for me to keep up with. Pep Band right now is playing at all the ball games, the home ball games. On top of that, Seabreeze also has a thing they do around Valentine's Day called Valentunes, where we go around town and sing love songs for people that call and request them. So if you want to call and request a Valentune, call the school and they'll send you my way to get one requested, and we'll come sing for you. Our spring concert for both of the choir and band and orchestra will be in early April. So we've got a ways to work for that. So the other groups are kind of shooting for that.
At the moment, the choir people going on the trip to Disneyland are selling pizza tickets, Frizzolas, and they're going to win 2 pizzas for the month of February. You win 1 pizza and you give 1 away. When are we announcing the winner of that?
Well, we'll do that drawing probably February 1st. So, because how that drawing works is whoever wins gets a pizza every week, and they get to give someone else a pizza every week. So it's kind of like a pizza pay it forward sort of idea. You can meet them at Zola's and have your pizza together. You can have it delivered to their house, however you want to do it. But you get a pizza and they get a pizza every week in February. So contact the choir kid and get a ticket, because that is a great prize to win. And we're trying to get as many sold as we can. So we'll do that drawing February 1st, and then I can call the person who won, you know, and let them know, and they can start setting that up with Zola's that week.
So, wow, that's coming up soon. Okay, you only have 2 more days to try to win a chance of winning 2 pizzas every week for the month of February, so you might want to get on that. Find someone and buy a ticket from them.
Oh, don't forget, Angela, we're also doing a spaghetti feed February 10th in the auditorium at the high school. That'll be the same night as a home game for girls and boys. So come over, see the game, get your spaghetti dinner, and help us raise some money to go to the Disneyland trip. Those tickets are available from, well, you can call the school and come by, and we'll sell you a ticket. Or any of the choir kids who are going on that trip to Disneyland would be happy to sell you a ticket. So call me, or if you know a kid at the school, ask them. They'll find you a way to get a ticket.
Will there be any vegan or vegetarian options at the spaghetti feed?
For sure. We'll have 2 types of sauce to go with the noodles. So the dinner includes noodles, spaghetti, salad, and bread. And there's a vegetarian sauce, and there's a meat sauce.
What about gluten-free options?
No. No gluten-free noodles. Gluten-free noodles, no. Okay.
Bring your own.
Mamma mia, oh. That sounds great.
I should also put on there that tickets are available at the door.
Thank you, Mr. Good, for coming and talking to me.
Yeah, thanks again for having me again.